אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Had a talkback show in Hebrew the last hour, and this talkback show will continue into the next hour, and our toll free number is 1-300-799-323. A story may help other listeners, and we would appreciate if you can ring us. Now, just to let you know that in the past hour had a very stressful call from Brisbane, from a listener called Shlomo. He's in old age home. It is, and they say they feel very isolated. They don't get any help. There are some residents in this old age home that haven't got any help. Nobody to do shopping for them. They are high risk. They can't go out even to the shops. His phone number was 07-3343-9706. If anyone in Brisbane would like to assist. We had a very stressful call from a listener called Ayala or Ella. She also cried for help. We've got already two phone calls waiting. Our toll-free number is 1-300-799-323. We've got Lindy from Sydney. You are online now. Everybody can hear you. Can you tell us your thoughts about the coronavirus?
Yeah, sure. I'm really sad to hear about these elderly people and vulnerable people being very lonely, and I hope that there are people in the community that can reach out to them. Actually, there are lots of vulnerable people in the community trying to protect themselves with masks and gloves and things, and I just wanted to make a comment about how they can use those techniques more safely. I've seen people in the shops with gloves and masks on, and they're touching all their surroundings with the gloves on, and then going into their handbags and using their phones and touching their faces with their gloves on, which is called cross-contamination. And it concerns me because basically they're taking whatever they're touching and putting that on themselves again. They feel safer, I imagine, because they're wearing gloves and protecting their skin. But I think it's a bit of a false sense of security, because actually they're probably spreading the virus onto themselves more than they would if they just were using their hands on their own.
You actually alert the public while using gloves. You actually have to be very careful. Don't assume that because you have gloves, you are protected against the virus. Is that because you're spreading the virus with the gloves and then touching yourself, touching your phone, touching your wallet with the same gloves that touched everything in the shops?
That's right. That's right. I mean, your skin is impermeable to the virus. The virus doesn't get through onto your skin. The reason for gloves is so that you then don't, I guess it's more of a reminder to yourself that your hands are dirty. Whereas if you, I don't know, I like to sort of go through the shops and think of one hand as a clean hand or one hand as a dirty hand, or maybe use a tissue to open up, you know, the fridge doors in the supermarket and things like that, because that tissue then can go straight into the bin. Using a hand sanitizer is probably more useful than gloves in that scenario, because if you continuously use the hand sanitizer and then touch your phone, at least you're going to the clean hands.
Lindy, thank you so much for your call. That's a very good advice, because I think people were complacent while they were having gloves. So that's a very good advice. Be careful. Even when you have gloves, you are not protected, because to a certain extent you are protected, but you have to be aware that you are spreading the virus with the gloves in your hands. Thank you so much, Lindy, and Chag Sameach.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.